The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store. Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you're looking to sell your gold, diamond, silver, or platinum, get top prices at Florida Gold and Loan. It's the only place to go. Looking for jewelry? Florida Gold and Loan has a large selection. Need your jewelry repaired, a ring sized, or clean? Then give Florida Gold and Loan a call, 727-738-2801. That's Florida Gold and Loan, 372 Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, 727-738-2801. And don't forget to check the BCC coupon book for valuable coupons. That's Florida Gold and Loan.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Hello, Tampa Bay. My name is Angel Santiago. I'm actually stepping in for Brian. In a minute, he'll be stepping in shortly. Anyway, we have some special guests here today. So we're going to start with, first of all, what's your name?
My name is Gary.
All right, Gary. So, Gary, tell us, so you're here because you have a business, right? So tell us about exactly what your business do.
Yeah, so I do kind of a lot of things, actually. I'm a Reiki master. I'm a yoga teacher. I am a breathwork guide. I teach yoga philosophy, Kabbalah philosophy, and I mentor clients and people who need help in many ways. I also do lots of trauma healing. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds pretty amazing. I've never heard of a breath. You said a breath trainer?
Breathwork guide.
Breathwork guide. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. So tell us where are you actually located?
I am in St. Pete, and I don't have my own brick and mortar business. I actually go to people's houses. Oh, wow. It makes them feel more comfortable typically. So, wow. Yeah, I hop around.
Wow. So how long have you been doing that for?
I've been doing this for about 5 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a year or two, it was 5 years. Yeah. So if someone wanted to get in touch with you, how would they reach out to you? Do you have like a, you know, can you provide the audience like a phone number or website you may have?
Yeah, so my website is www.garyleannayoga. It's GARRELIANAYOGA.com. Okay. My phone number is 614-668-4403. And through my website, you'll see my Instagram handle. It's another great way to get a hold of me.
Okay. So when they reach out to you, are these people that are new in the field? They don't know about it? I mean, how would they know about your services? Is it like word of mouth that you...
It's mainly word of mouth. Okay. I do a little bit of advertising, but it's mainly most of my clients now I've either had since the beginning or I've gotten them through word of mouth. Mm-hmm. I do some social media marketing. I do, I like hang flyers and stuff. That actually still works.
So, old school advertising. Yeah.
It's mainly word of mouth, though. Yeah.
So out of all the things that you do, what is it the one thing that you, you know, that people usually say, wow, this is a great experience. I've never had this before. Is there something particularly that some things that you do that people kind of point out or?
Actually, the breath work is the thing that it's actually my favorite healing modality, and it's a thing that just blows people's minds.
Yeah.
The type of breath work that I teach is is an active style breathing, so it's not like a slow yogic breathing. You're actually physically breathing into your like belly and your chest. It's like, and you're doing that for like 20 to 30 minutes.
I gotta try that now.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good so far.
But you do it for like 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, man.
And it just takes you to a completely different place. And it just like releases things that are stuck and emotion. It's just very, very healing. And
so when they're breathing, are you saying certain words to them? Are they like meditating on something while they're breathing? Or is it just breathing itself? Or
so the way I do it typically is I have a playlist that goes on in the background, and I'm actually talking, so I'll lead them into a little meditation into the breath work, and then at the very end, when they're like in a totally different place, it's about a 10-minute meditation, just to kind of lead them out and kind of let them feel whatever it is the theme is. A lot of it's like inner child work and stuff like that that'll get them deep into. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a whole experience. And
so
then
you
I
also
let them
control
share.
The environment they're in as well. It's not
I
just
do.
Breathing. It's,
mm-mm.
You also have to look at the surroundings, like no distractions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So it's really interesting. Yep. Is your mic working at all? Can you hear it?
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I can hear you, but can you hear us? No?
No.
She can't hear. She can't hear us. Okay, so...
Okay.
Anyways, what we'll do is, so again, can you let people know how they can reach out to you again, like provide the phone number again? Or
yeah, okay. So my phone number is 614-668-4403. Mm-hmm. And then Instagram is at GaryLeanna84.
Okay.
And you know, that's another great way to get a hold of me as well.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. So I know you guys can't, well, if you're watching on YouTube, she's dressed like the part. She's got the crystal, the necklace, she's got the tattoo, the beautiful dress, colorful dress. We also have another guest with us. You guys work together, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, so first of all, tell us what your name is.
I'm Brenda Griesheimer.
Okay.
And I'm Gary's biggest fan.
Okay.
I trained and attuned her to Reiki. But when I found out who she is and all the levels, she's amazing. So I really wanted her to get here. But I'll tell you just quickly, I'm a Reiki master and I do train and attune people. I give treatments. If you know anyone with physical or emotional pain, PTSD, stress, relaxation, whatever it is somebody needs, Reiki is an energy form to take care of those things. We're clearing your energy points, your chakras, so that you can relax and function and heal yourself. And I also treat animals. I just treated a horse at Sarasota Polo Club.
Wow.
And I have several people bring their dogs in. And so what Reiki is, it came from Japan, and it's the universal life force, energy, God, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And we as Reiki masters connect your energy with that energy. And actually, on a subconscious level, people are healing themselves.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So as far as, because you're treating animals, right? So animals don't quite, you know, they don't like talk like humans or anything like that.
Right.
Hey, my back's hurting and all that. How do you know that the treatment that, well, the you know, what you're providing for the animal is actually working, like for a horse, for example?
Right. Well, the master, the owner, tells us mm-hmm. what the needs are. Mm-hmm. For instance, my daughter's dog was having seizures, and I would go over and touch their chakra points, because dogs and horses have chakra points also. Mm-hmm. And so you're moving that energy. If there's any blockages due from trauma or fear or mm-hmm. physical issues, then we're putting our hands on those energy points.
Wow.
And that causes the energy to move circular and heal.
Okay. Yeah. So the energy is coming from your hand, and you're touching that point of contact, and that's helping.
Well, yeah, the energy can come from our hands, uh-huh. our eyes, mm-hmm. our heart.
Okay.
Yeah, when you're attuned to Reiki, your whole body is attuned to the Reiki modality
mm-hmm.
energy, and it just works. It's amazing.
How many years have you been doing this for?
8 years.
8 years, wow. Yeah. So how did you get introduced to this type of...
I went to a meditation okay. in St. Pete, and I had a stress knot from a different job.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, does anyone want Reiki healing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know what Reiki was, but I wanted healing.
Mm-hmm.
And within seconds of somebody putting their hands on me, that stress knot was gone.
That's amazing.
Yeah. 2 weeks later, I went again to test it again. Same thing.
Made you a believer instantly.
Yeah.
Right? You're like,
yeah.
Something's happening here.
Yeah.
I got to learn more about this stuff.
Right. Exactly.
And all of a sudden, now you're doing it full time. So
yeah.
If someone wanted to reach out to you or get in contact
yeah.
with you, can you provide them like your telephone number or your
sure.
website?
Yeah. My phone number is 727-259-5240.
Okay.
And my website is ReikiHealingByBrenda.com.
Okay. All right. So do you travel, or do you have a standalone building, or do you...
I do have a studio,
okay.
and I also work out of Paradise Spa in Treasure Island
okay.
and Serenity Now bookstore in Palm Harbor, but my main studio is in Pinellas Park at Blissful Beginnings.
Okay. And what is your hours of operations?
Whenever somebody needs me.
Somebody needs you, okay.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that number one more time?
Yeah. 727-259-5240.
Is it something that you like to talk about that we probably didn't touch on that you want the public to know as far as the services that you're providing as well?
Well, I do hold Reiki shares and sound baths throughout Pinellas County. 6 times a month we do this. So they can go to my website and see the different locations, and we just ask for a love offering.
Okay.
And it's an amazing sound bath my husband and another musician do, and it's just healing. We do meditation. Gary leads meditation a lot for us, and it's a wonderful hour, and like I say, just a love offering.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful stuff there. So, Gary, again, provide your telephone number so they can reach out to you again to,
okay.
if they're interested.
Okay. And I will say Brenda is amazing, too.
Yeah,
so.
She sounds like a very amazing
she's
woman.
She's one of my favorite mentors. So, my phone number is 614-668-4403, and my website is www.GaryLeannaYoga.com. And there you'll be able to find other ways to reach me.
That's great. And for all those listeners out there, if you know of anybody who might be interested in any of these services they're talking about, this is being podcast. It's also being videotaped by YouTube, so you can always come back and visit and get the information to pass that information out. So thank you so much, guys, for sharing all the information.
Thank you, Angel.
We're going to a quick promo here. I like to promote here. It's www.petsunlimitedflorida.com. It's Pets Unlimited. They're actually located at 1888 Drew Street in Clearwater. Their telephone number is 442-2197. They actually have fresh and saltwater fish, aquarium, pet supplies, and bird supplies, and dog and cat supplies. Actually, if you don't know already, but you know, Brian has these coupon books of YouTube switching over here. I'm just waving around a little coupon book. You can actually get free fish, buy one, get one free, and they got $2 off any purchase. So definitely go out there and visit them and take advantage of this offer they have to offer here. So before we, you know, you leave, is there anything else you want to, again, share your website again, your telephone number?
Okay. Reiki Healing by Brenda. .com. And my phone number is 727-259-5240.
All right, great. And Gary, one more time.
Yep. It's my phone number is 614-668-4403. My website is www.garyleannayoga.com.
That's perfect. Thank you guys for coming in and sharing
Thank
that
you
information.
So
we have some other guests we have in the room too, so give me 1 second. We'll have them come in. Okay, 1 second. Thank you, guys.
Are you gonna hang around? Okay.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Tampa Bay. All right. We have another guest here. His name is Caleb. Caleb, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm living the dream.
Living the dream.
Excited to be here.
Oh, that's great. Great. So, Caleb, tell us a little bit of exactly what you do as far as, you know, when I met you, you said that you sell coffee, but it's more than just selling coffee, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why don't you share with the audience exactly that what your company does and in detail and provide... Just go right ahead. I'm amazed, guys. You have to listen to this story. This is amazing. Go right
well,
ahead.
Me and my wife started a ministry about, in November. So it's been about 6 months. And it's called Able to Overcome Ministry. We're also or the company is called Able to Overcome Coffee Company. And basically, to get to the long story short, we sell coffee to provide for a ministry that geared towards resourcing and equipping single mothers. And so I also work for Metropolitan Ministries, and we do a lot of homelessness prevention in the Clearwater and St. Pete area right now.
Right.
And so we offer anybody in need of that rental assistance, utility assistance, mortgage assistance in the 33755 zip code or 33712 or 33705. We offer those types of assistance up to 50% off on any late bills. So doing a lot of good work with Metropolitan Ministries. They helped 1,700 people with rental assistance last year, and right at 100,000 families in assistance in food boxes and things like that. So thankful to work for them. But back to the the ministry. We started it, and it's been a blessing to work and to help a population or a group of people that's in great need. I think the statistics are 15 million single moms in America right now. 42% of them live below the poverty level line. And then 60% of all homeless families are headed by a single mom. So that's just a huge need.
Yeah, that is a huge need. So tell us exactly, how do you help a single mom that is in need? Like, for example, like give us how, what's your process? How does that look like?
Absolutely. We attend a church, and so we use our church, our friends, basically our sphere of influence to identify single moms in need. And right now we're working with a single mom with two kids, and so what that looks like is our ministry delivers groceries every 2 weeks. And so every 2 weeks we show up. Now the point of the groceries is a point of contact to build a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so we show up every 2 weeks with a week's worth of groceries, and we deliver that. We get to know the family, talk the ins and outs of what's going on in their life. And through that relationship, we figure out what their needs are. And then through my connections with Metropolitan Ministries, we find resources in the community that we can equip. Again, the whole purpose is you feed somebody, they're going to be hungry next month.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is not to just feed people, but get them connected to life-giving community that can surround them, equip them, and so that they can hopefully get out of the situation that they're in. I mean, single moms are just up against the up against the wall with everything, especially right now with inflation, everything that's going on. You can imagine having one source of income, having to work all the time, leaving your kids alone, then having to pay for childcare. So I think the statistics are 18% of a single mom's budget is tied up in food. Another 29 is housing, and another 18 is child care. Now, I'm not really good at math, but there's not much left there.
No.
And we haven't paid for gas, the utilities, things like that. And so there's a huge need. And so so we just wanted to figure out a way to help the community, but specifically the single mom community. And the best way we saw to do that was to just start small. So we're working with two families right now, delivering groceries every 2 weeks, again, with that sole purpose of getting them connected to life-giving community.
So if someone wanted to support your efforts, right, how will they be able to reach out to you? And, like, can you provide them, like, your website information or contact number to reach out to you?
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram at Able to Overcome Coffee, or Facebook, Able to Overcome Coffee Company. We have a website, abletoovercome.com. There you can find the statistics facing single moms, what we're doing exactly, what we've done so far. I mean, we've given over, in 2 months of running the coffee business, we've given away right at $2,000 in resources. And so, of course, you can buy the coffee. Our coffee is locally sourced here in the Tampa Bay with a family-owned and operated roastery. And so go to Able to Overcome. You can select Colombian, Costa Rican, Guatemalan, 12-ounce bags of coffee. And again, our goal is to 25% goes to single moms. Right now, everything is going towards single moms just because we're starting up, right? And so we care more about helping single moms than we do about putting money in our pockets right now. So our goal right now is just to expand the ministry. There's amazing opportunities opened up for us. So if you'd like to become a monthly donor, you can go to our website as well and sign up to give $5, $10, $25 and help us continue this work.
And provide that website one more time for them.
Abletoovercome.com. Abletoovercome.com.
Okay. This sounds like a really great cause. You know, obviously it's expensive. So you're saying you're taking care of, right now you're helping two single mothers?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Two right now. Okay. And one is specifically in our program where we're delivering the groceries every 2 weeks. Another is a single mom that we've been able to provide $500 worth of household appliances. She just moved into a new apartment. And so the difference there is, one is we're meeting with coffee every 2 weeks, we're delivering groceries every 2 weeks, and we're really locked and loaded. And hopefully we're going to, as we grow and as we sell more coffee, be able to add more families to that ministry.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. That's great. And it sounds like you have the foundation. That foundation, you know, you said that the spiritual foundation is very important. It's, so in respect of how you reach out to them, do what type of service do you provide besides, you know, groceries and stuff like that? Do you do any other, provide them like wraparound services for other things other than groceries?
It's case-by-case basis.
Okay.
Every family faces a different problem.
Okay.
And so just speaking with this specifically, as needs come up, as they don't have grocery or gas money to get to their job because they're having to travel, we had one single mom do that. We started providing $100 worth of gas every week just to keep her employed, keep her traveling. And so it's a case-by-case basis with that. Now, the wraparound services, we have so many connections. We're big on this, and I'm big on just teaching people how to serve the community. You don't have to have all the resources and have all the answers to help people. We call this being a billboard for hope. We want to be able to people to look at us and then be able to point them in the right direction. So I don't have to necessarily have enough money to cover somebody's rent, but if I know the organization like Metropolitan Ministries, who's helping with 50%, I can point people in the right direction. And so as far as that, we're constantly looking in the community of St. Pete, Clearwater, finding organizations that's meeting utilities, rents, employment opportunities, and then funneling those resources to people. And so, and if anybody's listening that you don't know what to do, you see St. Pete and Clearwater, there's so much need, and it can be overwhelming, but we don't have to be the answer for everything. We just get to know where the answers are. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about living in community, is that we all have different skill sets to bring to the table. And the more I know about you and the more about we know about our neighbor, the more we can come together and point people in the right direction. And so that's a big thing that we're doing is and that's why we started out this ministry. Is I'm a follower of Jesus. I went to school for ministry, worked in the church for several years. And as I was working in the church, I just didn't see we'd see Jesus and he was always around those in need. And the experience I had is we all work together in a church building. And so we started this ministry because we believe in order to be a light in the community, you can't be just in a church building. You got to actually be in the community. And
I agree with that.
I was reading a passage this morning. I'm a preacher, as the Brian just told me, so I guess I gotta preach a little. But Matthew chapter 9, I think starting in verse 10, it's the infamous scene where Jesus is at the table and these tax collectors and sinners came up to him, and they start eating at the table with him. And the Pharisees look at him and say, "What? Why is your master?" They talk to his disciples, "Why is your master eating with these people?" And the unique thing I found in that story is Jesus didn't invite the people in. It says they saw him and they went in. And it was almost like there was an open invitation. The hurting people around Jesus knew that they could come sit at his table. And Able to Overcome Ministries, that's what we want to be. We want people that are hurting to know they can come sit at our table. And if we're going to follow Jesus and help the hurting, serve the people that need serving, then we have to be around the hurting. We have to place ourselves in the community and put off the the vibe, like Jesus did, that we are a place where the sick and the hurting can come, so we can show them the light.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. You're doing an amazing job. I wish more people can follow your lead. Like you said, church is outside, not inside, right?
Yeah.
So that's great. I want to do a quick promo here for Kathy. Basically, it was for Dr. Stephen Coates and Dunedin Eye Care. Their telephone number is 727-733-0443. They're actually located at 1228 County Road 1 in Dunedin, Florida 34698. Again, their telephone number is 727-733-0443. Now, as far as with Caleb, if you want more information about what they're doing in their business, they're actually also advertising on our Community First website. And we're going to be posting this podcast on there as well. So thank you so much for all that you do in the community. So thank you for coming in and sharing everything. Is there something else that you'd like to share with the community before you leave?
Of course, buy our coffee. But if you can't buy our coffee, me and my wife just started this ministry with no loan, no money, nothing. It doesn't take much effort to meet a need. So don't stress yourself out looking at everything going on wrong. Find one thing that matters to you. Like, my mom was a single mom for a portion of my life, and I was impacted by that. Find something that is close to you, that that's personal to you, and then just try to do one thing every day to help that hurting community. One of my favorite podcasters says one thing he likes to do is build a mountain with layers of paint, one strip at a time. So don't be overwhelmed by what you see. You have a God that's greater than anything that we've, and that's our mission. We're able to overcome because of what Christ has done. He's defeated death. He's defeated the worst thing the world can bring at us. So wake up every day with a mission and with purpose. Find something you can do and just do a little at a time.
That's beautiful. A little birdie told me that you're thinking of maybe perhaps getting like a food truck style coffee portable. Is that still the case, sir?
Yeah, no, there's a great need of people that are, there's a lot of food banks, a lot of food out there, but people that are disabled or people that don't have transportation are not able to get to the food banks. And so one of the things we're wanting to do in the next few months is buy a food truck in order to be the middleman between the food bank and the disabled or the people that are less fortunate and do not have a car. So if you want to help that mission possible, we are we are accepting monthly donors where you can sign up. Literally, we're asking for $5 to $10. We can get enough people doing that to build a monthly donor base where we can afford to buy a truck. We will use that as a coffee truck by day and a grocery delivery vehicle by night. Maybe it's a superhero vehicle. We don't know. But, if you want to hop on board and help us with that, we would absolutely love the support. And you can sign up for our newsletter on our website and keep up to date on everything we're doing in the community. I'd love to reach out and talk ministry, talk life, talk about how anybody can start something like this and it be successful with God behind it.
Okay. And one more time, give them your website.
AbleToOvercome.com, AbleToOvercomeCoffee on Instagram and Facebook, and reach out to us, send us a message. We'd love to talk to you.
All right, great.
Thank you
for stopping in.
It.
That's awesome. Great, great.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have like things for animals? Like, let's say you a mother calls in for help and she has a pet that's in need as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything for animals that could help?
I personally I'm not good with animals. I love dogs. I have a dog named Sunny. It's a yellow lab. It's the best thing besides my wife that I have. But you know what I would do and what you could do is get a list of veterinarians in your community, people that do nonprofit veterinarians, and have that on your phone or on a notebook. And when that mom needs it, guess what you do?
What?
You just send her the numbers. So you don't have to be able to be a vet. You just got to know a vet. So do your homework. You definitely help them. Good question. Good question.
So I'm sorry. What's your name? I never got to catch your name.
My name's Tony. Mm-hmm. And I'm 9 years old.
You're 9 years old. Well, Tony, you have a good head on your shoulder. You have some good questions.
Got some good pizza as well.
Good pizza.
Yeah, we got some good pizza.
And you're here with
Tony's my son.
That's your son, okay?
Yep. Tony, we come and visit with Brian every once in a while to help out.
All right.
Tony's a mystery guest on the WTM Brian Cash Claws radio show.
All right. Well, I'm glad you stopped in. That's great. All right. Well, thank you again for stopping in and sharing your, you know, what you're doing in the community. I think it's very wonderful. Okay.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. We got Brian coming.
Yeah. Do the commercials.
Yep.
And I need to
all right.
Do a couple commercials
too. All right.
Great job. See, I believe in this guy.
Looking for a great haircut at a great price and a caring atmosphere? Then stop into Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. All haircuts are $10, and perms, cuts, and styles are only $45. Even a color cut and style is only $45. Please call June at 727-238-6007. That's 727-238-6007 for Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park.
Hi, this is Lizette LaForge of Beacon Windows. Are you tired of struggling with your sliders? Don't replace, refurbish. We keep you on track. Our business is on a roll. And I don't care what your problem is, I can get a handle on it. Not only do we make your sliders work nearly like new, but we also specialize in water intrusion when there's water sneaking underneath the track and maybe going to your neighbor below, or maybe you're being leaked on. So when you get a chance to give us a call, call us at 727-493-2644. Keep us in mind whenever your sliders are giving you any trouble. Beacon Windows, 727-493-2644 or www.sliderrepair.com. Don't replace, refurbish. Sliderrepair.com, 727-493-2644, Beacon Windows.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Back to the Brian Cash Claw Show.
Absolutely.
We have next week, we have coming in some famous restaurants in the area. We're going to have, and I'm going to keep it a mystery, but we're going to have bacon cheeseburgers next week. What do you think of that?
I love it.
Yeah, so we're going to have chop steak, salads, all that type of stuff.
And that's what we like here on the BCC Show.
Yes, very good. And then we had pizza today by Frank's Pizza Italian Restaurant. You ever notice, like, the Italian restaurants, they make it a little better than, like, say, the chain stores? I mean, like, to me, it seems like it. Especially if you can go to the restaurant, right, and eat the food right out of the oven, there's nothing like it. You burn your lips, and what do? You go back for more. Right? You ever do that? You ever order pizza at a restaurant? Mm-hmm. Which is your favorite place to go eat pizza?
I've eaten at Queen's Pizza.
Very good.
Yeah, Queen's Pizza.
100%. Do you know, they used to be at Sunset and Keene, and then they moved to, I think, Belcher. Yeah. And they're famous for putting out the best pizza. I think they're rated, if you Google it, I think they might even be rated number one.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, awesome pizza. Then who's number two?
Pizza West. When I go home to Massachusetts, there's a couple of places that are pretty good. And then in New York, there's a couple.
Tell me their names if you remember.
Actually, one place is called Chelsea House of Pizza, which has... really natural, awesome ingredients, and it's really ingredients really inexpensive too. And it's just the way they do their cheese is kind of it's a Greek pizza, and they do it pretty cool.
Very good. And then, like, you go from Massachusetts right? Which is, I found out recently, is a bunch of different states. You would think I would know that.
You got Taunton, Massachusetts. You got Springfield, Massachusetts. You keep right driving. It's like a long state. They have this one interstate so super long.
Oh, is it its own state?
It's like...
It's one state, but he's talking about Route 90.
Yeah, Route 90. Pike. It's like literally down that state, and it's like...
Right. How do you go from there to New York?
Oh, from there, Route 90 goes all the way up to Albany, New York.
Right, so then how, like, I'm saying, if you, I mean, I'm just asking this on the cuff. We didn't discuss this ahead of time.
Sure.
But why New York? Why would you go to New York? And then why would you go to Massachusetts? And then why would you be in Florida? How do you end up in all three different states?
Oh, from my business particularly, I'm always around those states. I grew up in Massachusetts. But in terms of here, obviously I live here for the last 10 years, but I have business in almost 49 states. So it's
really?
Yeah, so it's very simple to have a reason to go there. My brother lived in Brooklyn for 7 years too, so.
Right, right.
He has the R. You can tell he's from New York because he got from New York. Got a dollar, right. Got a quarter. He's got the O when he's not from New York.
Right. So it actually sounds more like Boston.
I'm actually really Boston because if I start speaking like Harvard Yard or something, there's no R's.
Do you ever see hear that Samuel Adams commercial?
Oh, yeah. They were actually my client for a few years.
Really?
Yeah, for voice and data.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. So anyhow, we have no idea what you do, but we know where you've been. I also like to know how much you weigh.
I weigh 198.
And what's your Social Security number?
I can't say that.
Did I go too far there?
555.
You can go as far as you want.
I'm getting everything else about you. Okay. So tell us what you do.
Sure. Well, the main reason why I'm here is initially solar, real estate and solar. I met you, Brian, a couple weeks ago, I believe, and very kind to invite me here. I appreciate being here. And so from real estate, solar, being the major component. So I've been doing real estate for 22 years. I'm a broker in two states, Massachusetts and Florida. But over the last 12 years, by default, customers in my IT perspective, because we also have an IT perspective from what we do, our customers tell us the problems, because we have about 3,000 customers. They tell us the problems that they're experiencing with vendors throughout the United States, and we find out really from merchant services to solar to whatever what their pain points are. So we have about 30 people in my company that really about 10 of them all day just solve for free people's problems in terms of the vendors they have, the stuff that the vendors do that, you know, aren't ethical. So by default, any business that I really do is, but the customer has asked me to look at it, and we investigated it, and then we ended up offering it if it made sense.
Wow.
Wow.
That's neat. And then, like, how do you catch the stuff that vendors do unethically? Like, what are the things they do?
Oh, well, the biggest thing is, you know, 23 years ago, being in telecom, that was my first business in terms of what ITD is. Like Verizon, so Verizon owned the phone lines, and there was competition due to deregulation of 1996. And in that, all these companies popped up, you know, like, say, like Ring Central, etc., you know, Avantage, Windstream, all these companies. And these companies were more on a Wall Street venue. Like, they were more concerned about the bottom line for their board members or their investors. So essentially the customer got hurt from, you know, they call it the tech bubble of 2000. These customers were drastically hurt due to, you know, they were just ported over, they were switched, and the sales rep could care less because he was getting paid a lot of money. But the carrier did a very poor job. So even today, carriers need to be monitored. Wow. So right now in this area, we sell Spectrum, WOW, and Frontier. But in Massachusetts, it's Comcast, Verizon. If you go further down south, you know, it's Atlantic Broadband, it's AT&T, Comcast, etc. So really all the carriers, and you know, they really, sometimes you do need to project manage the project managers and the people who are actually installing. So that's what we do.
Now, are you the founder of the business itself? So you started this? So what got you started in all this?
Just luckily, in the 90s, I left the copier industry. I was selling the, when it just started, the Officio product, which was the Ricoh multifunction, which became, it forced me to become IT-based or computer-based, because before that, you didn't need to know computers. And the internet came to be more, so DSL, you know, digital subscriber line, became prevalent. And real quickly, I went into telecom. My recruiter called me and he said, hey, we have a telecom position open, and this was about 1998, 1999. Mm-hmm. And I kind of jumped into the industry, but I found a need. I started ITD basically in 2002. At the same time I had real estate, but in 2002, it was because the need, the customer, especially the small customer from one to 50, they have no representation. The sales rep could say anything.
Wow, I'm so stupid.
The sales rep could say anything. You know, they don't know how to monitor the bill. They don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Wow.
They don't have the time because they don't have an IT infrastructure.
So if they wanted to get in touch with you for your services, how would they get in contact with you?
Generally, we have websites and stuff, but I have two cell phone numbers, 617-838-2855, mm-hmm. which is my kind of like my Northeast number.
Okay.
And then in this area, 727-483-2739. But obviously on the website, it's itdsolutions.net, or for real estate, it'd be hancockrealty.net.
Okay.
So there's really plenty of ways.
Yeah. How big is your team?
I have roughly 40 people that work basically for me. But then as a master agent, I have 150 to 200 IT people that work under me.
Wow.
So they sell their services to end users under me. And then I have multiple agents in real estate and multiple agents in solar. And solar is different. Solar, I'm in about 5 states, Massachusetts, California, Florida, Texas.
Now, when you get to say all this, man, like, I just look at you as an average Joe. You walk in.
I am an average Joe.
But no, but you know what I'm saying.
No, but I am.
I know you
are. For you feel average.
I get it, but your accomplishments have to be
phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Yeah. And then, your parents have to be very proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are. Unfortunately, my dad isn't around, but my mom's still kicking at 86, right. So that's pretty cool.
Well, she's got to be very proud of you.
She is. Thanks.
Well, I'm impressed.
Right. So I am. So, can you help me do a commercial? This is my friend. We're going to do two commercials. You want to do one?
Sure.
Here, this is the commercial on one. And this is a good friend of mine. He's actually from New York, too. And I said to him when I played back the messages, right away I knew it was him before he gave the phone number, because I'm playing back my saved messages. And he was like somebody right out of Brooklyn, New York, lived there their whole lives, and he's leaving a message, and then I think he ended it with forget about it.
Forget about it.
So anyway, I'll do a commercial for my friend right there.
Okay, it says GM All Safe and Secure, copying and originating all types of car keys since 1984. We provide high security, multi-lock, restricted products for homes and businesses made in Israel, located at 13030 Starkey Road, unit number 5. And that's, I believe, in Largo or Clear. I think it's Largo.
I think it's Largo, yeah.
Yes.
So think about that. He provides keys. Mm. You know how hard it is to get a key? Sometimes you got to go to the dealership.
The one that fits correctly.
Right. So then his number should be on that text, is it? On the top?
Let me see. At the top.
Yeah, it's a 917 number.
Okay. Yes, his phone number is 917-548-4119. Again, 917-548-4119. That looks like his number.
Yeah, and then just think about this. What in there? He says his products are from Israel, right?
Yes.
Which, they do everything good in Israel. I'm not just saying that, because being from New York, I appreciate all the kosher stuff.
Sure.
And then, you push it down here, and it's not as big. But there's, kosher delis on every other corner in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But down here, it's hard to find a good kosher deli, right?
Sure.
But what, you want to win a $50 gift certificate?
Sure.
Okay, what in what you just read, and you read everything, what connects to Israel?
What connects to Israel?
And you can answer it to our listeners or you. And then, what do you think?
Are we talking Egypt or?
No, Israel. He says his products for the security system are made in Israel, right?
Yeah, Egypt connects to Israel.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I remember they did those with the planes. They did The war was over like in 18 days or something like that, yeah. Egypt and Israel. Mm-hmm. That didn't last long. Okay, so for $50, can you play some Jeopardy music?
Yeah.
So I'm going to, this guy's an IT guy, right? So smart, but I'm smarter, okay? So
you might have me stumped. I don't
put it down in the test.
Just look at everything you said. What did you say? You said the phone number?
Yeah.
You said this. What is it that, oh, there it is.
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
48. When was Israel
established? 1948.
1948.
Ah, you got me in that one. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
And then can you read the phone number again?
Sure, absolutely. The phone number is 917-548-4119. Again, 917-548-4119.
There you go. And then what can we do with the last part? 4119. So how can we have people remember that? 41. What happened in 1941?
That was Palm Harbor, right?
Yeah, that's right. That was Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor, yeah. Not Palm right. Harbor, Pearl Harbor.
You were close, but...
He's the IT guy. You know what I mean? Guy. He has a lot of people under him. You notice that? I don't do the actual work. And then...
that's right.
And then 1-9. I don't even know what happened in 1919. Anything big? I know that was World War One. That was actually the first pandemic. Actually, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
More people died from pneumonia, right, than died actually from battle in World War One, and that was like a coronavirus, what happened back then. And do you know where, like if you Google it, where they say it started? Kansas City.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like crazy. But they back then they called it something else. But anyhow, and they were stuffing all the people. They didn't know any better, but they were stuffing people in trains.
Oh, wow.
Right? And then you actually look at the old photos, it was people wearing masks, the whole nine yards. It was crazy, wow. You know? And then how that pandemic stopped, exactly how this one does. It goes through phases to where it leaves. Luckily, right?
Yeah.
Luckily. But it's the same exact thing. And actually they're saying now that, like, what was it? Switzerland never closed down, right? Because their theory was the guy that was Nobel Prize winner, he was one of those, whatever they call them for viruses.
Yeah.
He said that telling people to stay in the house is the opposite of what we should do because that's how people can contract it. The virus won't spread outside. But he was a Nobel Prize winner. So Switzerland listened to this guy.
Sure.
Do you know who has the lowest deaths per 100,000?
Is it Switzerland?
Switzerland.
Trick question.
Right. And they didn't close down.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Is it amazing? The opposite, like, it's kind of funny. It's the opposite was done, right? Stay inside. Well, that's how you get the virus. Outdoor, the air, for some reason, with the fresh air, it's harder for the virus to spread. Anyhow, just a little knowledge there.
That's
great. There's dropping knowledge here.
Nice.
Yeah. So now we're going to do something on Rita's Italian. You know Rita's Italian Ice?
Oh, yes. Rita's Italian Ice?
Yeah.
Well, there's actually a Rita's in Everett, Massachusetts, too.
Oh, wow.
Is anybody said a franchise?
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to have you do the commercial for them. Okay? Now, what they are is they have, like, frozen ice, and then they put the real chunks of fruit inside.
Yeah.
I really enjoy Rita's. I really do.
Right. So this is, again, Rita's Ice. So it's custard happiness, again, in quotation. Is this Rita's brand has been around for 38 years. The newest store is located in Palm Harbor and opening on June 2nd with a planned grand opening in mid-July. Each month, Rita offers a special flavor, May's frozen coffee. You know, I never had frozen coffee. I got to try that. And June is cotton candy. Rita offers a treat for every member of the family. Flavored ice for the kids and frozen custard for mom and dad. There's a pop-up that actually says pop cup treat too. So go see the treat teams at Rita's and try all the different combinations. It's hard to have just one favorite. So my favorite is the Palm Harbor. This is Giletti with a mango ice. That sounds so good. It's making me. I gotta go there.
My friend just passed away, right? But he was mango everything.
Wow.
Mango tea, mango drink. So, and then, you know, ironically, that's his favorite, mango.
And it's layered with frozen custard, okay? So now, it says the best of both worlds, actually. I agree with that. So check out Rita's ad in the BCC. Download the app to earn a free treat. I'm going to be there.
Wow, he promoted me. You see that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Someone said to me, it was Alex actually, that I never promote myself.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard me promote myself? Like, right? I don't. I always try to, because I'm here to promote you.
Yeah.
See, without you, there's no me.
Right.
Oh, wasn't that nice?
That was sweet.
Our common welfare comes first, is what I'm saying.
That's
you know,
cool.
With unity. Because in unity, like you said, you have a team. And it's very important the team has unity and that we care for each other. So if someone's down, you uplift them.
Sure.
And then because we all have our days, you know. We're not all sick the same day, mentally, I'm talking, at least me. But I tell you, sometimes I'm mentally sick. To be honest, I am.
Understood.
Okay, understood. All right, so should someone say that? But it's just the truth. And especially I find out it happens... it'll happen like in the morning sometimes for me because I'm all alone. It's like 5 in the morning.
Mm.
And I know that guy from the solar company is going to screw me over. I just know it.
Totally. I know a few of those guys.
So anyhow, tell us what you do.
Well,
and then he was interested because I was trying to explain to you outside what you do. Explain it to this young man over here. Mr. So, Hancock.
Well, thank you very much. So basically, I have a company called R Community First. It starts with the letter R. And I saw there was a big need to have a platform to have not-for-profits communicate better with each other because they all kind of work in silos. There's no funding for marketing. So obviously, they're busy bees. So people know about their service either by word of mouth or, you know, that's the majority of how they get their marketing. So my platform allows them to actually go on my site and I will load the information and they can actually manage it. So if they have, so if you're in need for like food, clothing, free healthcare, if you're homeless and you want to know where to go to take a shower, I'm really big on promoting veterans that support that. I know I'm really big on their, you know, getting them the assistance they help that they need. There's a lot of homeless veterans, unfortunately, so they can actually go on. You know, word of mouth is they can let them know where to go to get free showers, get free haircuts, healthcare. I got women empowerment team. I have men teams that get to youth clubs, free. Attorneys that can help you with any things that you need. So that's basically what it is. It's a resource to help someone who's got a bump in the road. So
right.
If anything you need, just go on there, and it's growing at each day. So what I do is, and then I tie in with businesses like yourself. I said, if you believe in our mission, you can actually advertise on my site for free. And all we're asking is you provide some sort of a discount to our card-holding members. Now that creates a fundraiser for these not-for-profits. So the membership cards sells for $25 a year. I made it very, very affordable. And 10% goes to a not-for-profit organization to support their cause. In the same token, we're promoting your business, such as a platform like this.
Nice.
You know? And also, you know, we have social media tools that we use. We're on YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. I have my own YouTube channel. I go and I make my own videos. And now we have this actually on our website. And I'm also promoting Brian's coupon. If you actually go to our site, if you want to save money for grocery shopping or save when you're shopping, if you go to ourcommunityfirst.com, it says coupon services. When you click on it, you're going to see Brian's link on there. You can click on it, and it lists all the businesses that are providing discounts so they can take advantages of
saving money.
Right,
and then you know what? The part of the discount thing is you're helping people save money. But because of inflation and rent prices and gas prices, more people are turning to coupons than ever before.
Absolutely.
To stretch the dollar. So what I'm going to, we have 2 minutes, right? Okay. So what I'd like to do in closing is just to thank Rita's Italian Ice. They're doing a grand opening in Palm Harbor. They're going to be at Tampa Road in US 19. You know where the Chick-fil-A is in Tampa Road in US 19?
Yes.
It's right behind there is where the Reed is a new grand opening, and it's going to be on June 2nd. And we're going to be doing a live radio show with bouncy balloons, and it's going to be kid-friendly. And I'm hoping to maybe have hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff like that.
Great.
But of course, I give a hamburger out, I eat a hamburger. That's how it works. So we're going to be doing that for Rita's Italian Ice on June 2nd.
Great.
And then we're going to be doing, we have Frank, a new guy. I don't even know if I said his name right. Maybe it's not Frank. It's Jim, I think. But he does from New York. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
He does keys, and he also does home security from what country?
Israel. I mean,
is that considered a country?
The product.
Yeah. Is it considered a country?
Israel?
Yeah. Is it a country or a state? How does that work?
I think it's a country.
Yeah, I think it's a country.
We'll go with country.
We'll go
and
with country.
What year was Israel established?
Well, you mentioned 1948 or something like that.
So you believe me then?
You know what? I have no reason not to.
In closing, tell us about you. Like, what do you want to close with?
Oh, just the last parts about talking about solar real quick, if I could. It's no money down. You generally save 15 to 30% the first couple of years, but then you lock in your rate over 30 years and you save about 50%. And it's no upfront money. It's a pretty simple way to be efficient.
Yeah, and we'll have you come again.
Yeah,
so we're going to close out the show. So thank our guests. Thank Alex for being here.
Thank you.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.